Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 366 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you this week as ever, and coming up on the show, we'll be hearing from both Doreen and her creator, David Tristram. Two separate interviews, one talking mostly about Panto with Doreen, and the other one catching up on all things Doreen with David. We'll have some music from Ronnie Perry, a couple of tunes, including her brand new single. That's on the way on the show today. We'll have a chat with the mayor about some of the forthcoming events as part of Enjoy Wolverhampton, the 10-day period which celebrates our city. And also as part of that, Matt Grayson will let us know about the free entry to the Wolves Museum taking place on the 8th of July. But first of all, with SWAP at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre from Tuesday the 28th of June through to Saturday the 2nd of July, this is your chance to be one of the first to see a brand new and hilarious comedy written and directed by star of Return of the Saint, Ian Ogilvy. Part of the cast, who's just literally swapped into one of the roles, is Louisa Litton, and she joins me now on the phone. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
This must be interesting to suddenly find yourself jumped into partway through the tour, but an absolutely riotous laugh from what I'm told by the rest of the team who are performing with you.
Yeah, I've literally just left my first half day of rehearsals. So in total, I'm having two half days, which is one full day of rehearsal. So, wish me luck.
I'm sure it'll be absolutely fantastic. And this is one of the joys of a farce. Because there are so many comedy moments in there, you won't be a problem to you, because there's going to be feed line after feed line, and it's just going to help you through the whole of the production.
Yeah, exactly that.
So what's your first take on this? Because it is very new to the English-speaking world.
Well, I read it only like 2 weeks ago, and it's just my sort of sense of humour, I guess. And the character is, you know, in my head, like a young Barbara Windsor type character, who I obviously would love to play. It seems to be right up my street.
Now, Talking Scarlet are the team who have worked on the production on this with Ian Ogilvy, and from the quality of their work, you must have been really confident going into this one. And in the past, you've done stuff like EastEnders, you've been in The Bill, and done The Jump as well, so you're pretty much ready for anything, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, after The Jump, anything that comes my way, I feel like I can take on.
I mean, what's it like being involved in something like that and then returning to the real world of acting on stage? It must be quite calm and relaxing to be in the day job. But I mean, you've worked since a very young age, and with everything that you've done, it's sort of built on top of a fantastic CV. Your career just gets better and better, and this is a great chance and opportunity to appear in a brand new piece of work, which I think is going to run and run, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. That's the thing, everyone wants to be part of something that's new, so it feels like it's almost like your baby. So if it then goes on elsewhere, you know that you're going to go along with it. And also, when it's a new production, you can really have your take on it rather than be kind of swayed by previous productions that you've seen or heard before.
With this story as well, it culminates in what I'm told is one of the funniest scenes in theatre this year. I know that you're going to love being part of that. Do you get tempted to giggle at the wrong moments, or do you think you're going to be able to keep a straight face when required?
I think I should be fine. Normally what tends to happen with production companies, though, actors then become really good friends and then like to almost wind each other up on stage and try and catch each other up. Hopefully they won't be doing that to me on the first show, as obviously I'm in quite last minute and I'm going to need a little bit of time to find my feet, as they say. But yeah, when it comes to the script, hopefully I won't be like, laughing at the other actors. I'll be laughing with them.
Well, alongside David Callister and Freya Copeland, you are a complete bunch of pros taking to the stage. It should be a fantastic setup. Swap is at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre from Tuesday the 28th of June through to Saturday the 2nd of July. Tickets from grandtheatre.co.uk by calling the box office on 01902 429212. But Louisa, have a great time in there. I will wish you luck, which is entirely goes against the tradition, but I will also say break a leg to ensure we don't have any problems when you hit the stage in Wolverhampton next week. We very much look forward to seeing you in the play, and hopefully you'll really enjoy being part of it. Let's take our first song from Ronnie Perry with Nothing Less Than This here on The Milk Bar.
Follow
Nothing Less Than This from Ronnie Perry. That's the title track of her current EP, and she joins me now on the phone to tell me more about it. Hello.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Oh, good here. How's it going on with you? Because you've been rather busy since this EP came out, haven't you?
Very, very busy. Absolutely, yes.
Tell us a bit of the background to start off with, because you've had quite a lot going on. The singles come along, and now you're just working flat out.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I've obviously gigged for quite a few years with the music and written quite a lot of songs. We released the EP back in May called Nothing Less Than This that you just heard the title track from. But I've just constantly getting calls about one of the songs in particular, and we've decided to release it as a single. So that's going to be coming out on the 29th of July.
So that is Baby Bird, and we'll take a listen to that in a short while's time. But first of all, you've got to tell us about some of your time singing across Europe and Mexico. How on earth did all that come about?
Well, that was kind of connected to holidays that all went a bit sort of over the top, really. Yeah, I mean, I think the first time I went over to Europe, I was about 15 with a friend's family. And, you know, you just got that odd sort of singing in the corner, there's someone there playing guitar, and then before you know it, every night that you're there, they're saying come back and do some more. I think as a band, one of my rock bands years ago, we did a couple of dates at, I think it was a couple of army camps actually, around Europe and Germany. The Mexico thing, again, that was a holiday that was sort of turned into a three-week holiday where I almost stayed.
That's one hell of an encore, isn't it, to be fair? So
absolutely.
But you, obviously you're going out there, you're enjoying doing it, but you've written over 90 songs.
Yes.
You could play a series of gigs and never do the same thing twice.
It can feel a bit like that. It's quite unusual for me to be able to concentrate on just a few songs. But yes, it's kind of, I bought a guitar only about 4 years ago, but obviously I've been singing since, like, I think my first performance, I was about three. So I've been singing for quite a number of years, but only been playing guitar for four. I used to co-write with an old guitarist that was in a band that I was in, but to actually play myself, I actually taught myself guitar while I was actually writing. So it was kind of a double-edged process, really. But yes, it's come flowing. Yes, I'm quite proud of the songs that we've got on the EP, and I've got sort of another eight albums worth under my belt that I can pull on, really.
That will come along soon. But I mean, the influences of this include the likes of Tammy Wynette, Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton, someone like Stevie Nicks as well. So you've got a cross-section of music that you've obviously listened to and loved, and this is what's fueled your life and your excitement for the songwriting itself.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I would sort of argue that Elvis Presley kind of taught me to sing at such a young age. I was totally obsessed with him, and that's carried on through my life as a sort of little back burner. There is a song on the EP that's called Gravity, which I wrote as a sort of commemorative piece for Elvis. But yeah, sort of, it was all Elvis Presley, Tammy Wynette, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash. And the kind of Bonnie Raitt and Stevie Nicks thing came a bit later as I was kind of finding my little niche. But I've been in quite a few rock bands. It's been said that I have, as they call it, big wellies. I think that means a loud voice, I presume.
You never know. You could, if you turn your hand to opera, you could be shattering glass across the country as well. So that'd be worth it.
I've had to go at that as well.
This does not surprise me, to be honest with you, but there we go. And I mean, you've got various friends in the industry as well who've done really well. And as your peers, based on where you're going now, obviously that's only going to help you as well as you get an understanding from the work that you're having to do to get on in this game.
Absolutely, yes. A good friend of mine is Sarah Jury, the sort of world-renowned pedal steel guitar player. We kind of met at school, I think. We were in the same year at school, not that she was ever there very much. But I think my first memories of Sarah are sitting in the music room at lunchtime, which you're not allowed to do, and she was playing guitar and I was singing, and we sort of got kicked out by the teacher. But she quite promptly went off on tour and I got stuck in detention.
As long as you do well in the GCSEs and highest levels, that's all that matters. But
that's right.
I'm sure you're going to be working full-time in music from here on in. And are you gigging up and down the country at the moment?
Yes, there's a few little things have appeared here and there. I've just done the Rockfield Country Music Festival, which is over in Wales. I've played a lot in Plymouth at the Blues Bar and various other places. My next gig, I think, is Saturday the 16th of July, which is in Exeter Transport Club in Exeter. So that's the next one on my list.
So you're working down there then, and I know you've been doing a lot down in the southwest. See what happens next. We look forward to seeing you in the Midlands if you can do. What's the website if people want to find out more?
It's www.ronnieperrymusic.net. The Facebook address is simply Ronnie, which is R-O-N-I, or you can request me as a friend on Ronnie Perry Music.
So do it that way, get in touch, find out more, but be a fan. Now tell us a little bit about Baby Bird.
Okay, so I've got to kind of open up about this one. Can of worms. So I kind of wrote this probably about 3 years ago now, and it's that typical sort of angst about someone that you really like, that special someone that makes your stomach do the flip-flop just like you've driven over a steep bump on the road, and then you just talk absolute gobbledygook at them and they think you're a weirdo.
That must be love.
Absolutely. If you can't string a line of words together, it must be, hey. But yeah, that's kind of where it came from. And it's literally, if you listen to the words, it literally tells the whole story and kind of the thoughts that came out of that. I think it was literally sort of I got the hook in my head on the guitar and the words just came out in like 15 minutes. But yeah, it was quite an outburst, that one. But it works.
Well, I know it's been doing great things. We'll take a listen to it now. But Ronnie Perry, thank you for joining us, and we look forward very much to more from you and those other 8 albums worth of work when you finally get time to record them.
Wonderful. Thanks very much for having me.
Cherish me.
Black Country Fusion are preparing themselves for the brand new season ahead, and to do that, they've got a charity football match. To tell us more about it, we have Chair Sky Stewart and one of the team, Kevin Shaffey. Hello.
Hello.
Right, first of all, Sky, tell us the story so far, because it's about 4, maybe 5 months ago you came in last time, just as things were being set up.
Yeah,
it's all going swimmingly well, and you've got sponsors and all sorts
now. Yeah, we're now sponsored by Paycare. We're really proud to be part of Paycare. I mean, they do massive things with sports in the community and stuff like that. When we approached Kevin at Paycare, he was really eager to get involved with Black Country Fusion. Originally, he was just going to sponsor our home kit.
Yeah.
But he then saw our away kit and he wanted a part of that as well. So he's our official kit sponsor, and both Kevin and Jan do amazing work with us. They're really, really supportive. You know, we're in contact with them all the time, and any questions I have, they're always there for me.
And that's much more about the support side of things as well, because running a football club isn't necessarily that easy. I know that Dave's helped you out as well, but it's quite a shock to the system when you suddenly find out all that's involved, everything from pitch fees through to making sure the guys have got their pants on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is really stressful. I mean, like, Dave's been in it quite a while, so he's used to it. So his advice has been, you know, instrumental in the whole part of Black Country Fusion. So, you know, without Dave, I wouldn't have been able to start this club up. So, you know, I'd always be thankful to Dave for that.
Lots going on, and both on and off the pitch. Tell us a bit about this charity game itself.
Well, we were just tweeting around, as you do on Twitter. Yes.
And Kev, what's the technical term? If you think it's more technical term, what is it, Kev? Come on.
What's the technical term?
Well, I don't know what happened.
No, you just kick a ball about. So
yeah, that's my job.
We'll come to that in a minute.
Kick the ball.
So, and then I started speaking to AFA Charity. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was just going to be a small game, because I'm in my own work, I work a lot with learning disabilities, I work a lot with children. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're a charity that was set up to raise money for autism.
Yeah, so they're raising awareness and getting people to understand a difficult condition, and that can be in many different forms and different severities. So it's something that you know, you're not necessarily sure what you're looking out for. Through raising awareness, it can just help avoid stigmatism, both in school or even as far as, you know, kids playing in a game of football.
It just
helps everybody out if you've got a better understanding of what's going on.
Yeah. And then the chairman there approached me and says, should we make it into an LGBT awareness match as well? And obviously, with us being an LGBT inclusive team, it was instrumental. It was a no-brainer. We just went with it. So the match has got quite big now. I mean, Sam Dingle from Emmerdale, he's going to be playing.
Right. And which side for?
He's playing for them, actually.
Right, so
We're looking. So yeah, if you know anyone...
You're looking for a few celebs to get in there alongside the guys in the team.
Yeah, so if any ex-Wolves players want to come and join us, then... Yeah.
Even if it's just one match, just have a kick around, you'd take it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But Kev, are you looking forward to this game? Because how's training going so far? What's the setup been so far?
Well, so far, the setup's been absolutely brilliant. I mean, a lot of people have come to us and, to be fair, they've not been fit at all, have they?
No.
And with the setup that we've got, like... The trainer that trains us, it's been amazing. Like, the fitness that they've gathered for themselves now is unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's amazing what you can do over a period of 3-4 months as you start to get into the swing of things. And I suppose as well, you're looking at what skills people do have, putting into the right position on the pitch and making sure that they develop in the right areas.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we play as a team. There's no, like, one-man team, if you know what I mean. Like, we're all a good bunch of lads. Like,
and everyone works together.
Yeah, it's a team at the end of the day.
And that's something that's had to be built up from scratch. And you've coming into this, you probably knew what maybe 1-2 people who've joined up alongside you. But other than that, it is complete strangers in effect.
Yeah, well, I literally knew about 2-3 people, and the other lot I just got to know as I went to training.
And with the progression there, obviously you're looking forward to the start of the season. And when does football proper start for you?
Football proper starts for me now.
Yeah.
Any game, you put 100% in, game's a game, you got to win it.
Okay, and that's all important when it comes to charity match. Now, it's a bit of a trek, but we want half the Black Country heading over to support you, because it's taking place over in Nottingham.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we're playing at Carlton Town Football Club, which is Stoke Lane in Nottingham. And they're in North Premier or something like that. So it's a massive stadium. It's a 1,000-seat capacity.
We want to sell that out for starters, don't we?
Well,
we want a good half of them to be from the Black Country heading over.
Yeah, cheering on Black Country Fusion and really getting behind us.
So it takes place on Sunday the 24th of July, so not too far away. It's a 12 o'clock kickoff, so plenty of time to get over there. As you say, Stoke Lane, Nottingham, NG4 2QS, programme you're sat nav now. Get Siri to remind you to turn up. And as you say, there's quite a lot of big names who are taking part in this one. And it's a good way of showing your support as well for the sponsor who helped put you there too. So
definitely, Payco are going to be theirs, hopefully. Mm-hmm. They've been really good with us. I mean, we can't ask for a better sponsor than Payco.
So BC Fusion FC on Twitter is how we find you. So how else can people get in touch and find out more?
You can find us on Facebook, Black Country Fusion Football Club. And if you want to email us, blackcountryfusion@outlook.com. And we're still looking for players to come and join the team. So come down and join us.
Come and increase the squad. Even if it means at some point you're looking at a second 11 in reserves, that would be a brilliant position to
definitely
be in, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We're training at Wolverhampton United, and Wolverhampton United is going to be our home ground as well.
So a good facility as well for you.
Definitely,
down there.
Definitely.
Nice and easy to get to on the Stafford Road.
Yep.
Brilliant. Well, thank you guys for coming in. Good luck with that charity event. Remind us of all the details again.
It's Sunday the 24th of July, and it'll be in Nottingham at Chawton Football Club.
So get yourself along there. Midday kickoff and good fun to be had. But whatever happens, get in touch with the guys from Black Country Fusion. Come along, support the team, and sign up to be a member if you so desire and have the footballing skills. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Let's take another song from Ronnie Perry. Now this is Over and Over.
Closer, closer, move on.
Over and Over from Ronnie Perry, and we'll have a little more from her a little bit later on. On Monday the 4th and Wednesday the 6th of July, as part of the Enjoy Wolverhampton 10-day programme, there are six sessions which bring part of Wolverhampton's history to life. The Mayor is hosting a Victorian celebration and he joins me on the phone now. Councillor Barry Findlay, hello.
Hello, Jason, and welcome to everyone.
How are you doing? You okay?
We're very well, thank you.
Good. So last time we spoke, it was all a bit manic. You had just had your mayor-making ceremony, and now you're getting into the swing of things with a particularly interesting set of events. So they take place at 4pm, 5.30 and 7pm on the 4th and the 6th of July. And what's involved in this Victorian celebration?
Well, what we're doing, we're opening up the mayor's suite for people to come up and have a look. Meet myself, and we'll be there with all our chains and robes on and everything to welcome everyone.
Mm-hmm.
What we have a bit of a story relating to this particular year, because in 1866, which is 150 years ago, Queen Victoria visited Wolverhampton. And when she came to Wolverhampton, she unveiled the statue of her late husband, Prince Albert. And that's a statue which is a real big icon in the Queen's Square for everyone from Wolverhampton and around.
The man on the horse, for those who don't realise it's Prince Albert.
That's it, absolutely, Jason. And she actually unveiled it on her trip, and Queen Square took its name after her visit to Wolverhampton. It used to be called High Green. So it was a really significant event for Wolverhampton. So what we're hoping to do is to encourage people to come along. We have a big leather-bound book there which has some fantastic pictures depicting the occasion. And also from our art gallery and the archives, there'll be various items to let people get a bit of a feel for what this special event was.
There's also the opportunity to dress up in Victorian clothing as well.
Yes, what it is that we've got some Victorian clothing which we're hoping that people will get into the spirit and maybe try them on.
Snap a few selfies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Some of the Victorians couldn't have done without somebody either standing very still in front of them with a camera for about 10 minutes or getting a quick sketch done. But we can do it instantly and you can have them on Twitter before you know it, of you looking great in Victorian garb.
And absolutely. And it's all to get into the spirit of it. And what we're doing from the mayoral team and everyone at the council is trying to make things open and encourage people to come and enjoy Wolverhampton.
Well, this is part of that 10-day programme, and if you do want to go along to this event, it is free. There are three sessions each of the 2 days, but you do need to book in advance because places are limited, and you can do that via wolverhampton.gov.uk/mayor. And as I say, the events take place on Monday the 4th and Wednesday the 6th of July at 4pm, 5.30 and 7pm. And you can come along, enjoy it, and say, meet the mayor, because you haven't had a chance to meet everybody in the city yet, so you will be making your way through that list quite quickly, I assume.
We will be, and we're looking forward to seeing as many people as we can, because we really are looking forward to this event.
Well, there's going to be plenty more going on throughout the mayoral year. We look forward to hearing that as we go along. But for now, Councillor Barry Findlay, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jason. Bye.
That's The Ghost, Overcome, from Ronnie Perry. There's loads going on with Doreen Tipton. To tell us more about what's happening at the moment, literally her creator, almost like God in her world, it is David Tristram. Hello.
Hello there.
How are we doing?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, Tar. This Doreen sensation goes from strength to strength for you, doesn't it? Because not only have you got Doreen TV just started up, she's in the Panto this year. Also, a couple of nights at the Grand for the Grand Night Out, and all the other stuff taking place as well.
Yep, there's lots going on. Her star seems to be in the ascendancy at the moment. We're all enjoying the work it's involved.
Well, yeah, obviously, and it is good keeping you all busy. I mean, did you imagine it was going to take off as much as it did when you were first having a chat on a settee somewhere in Tipton?
Well, obviously not. I mean, it was ridiculous to assume this would happen, but we just go with the flow. People seem to love it, so we're going with it.
Now, the big one is the Grand Night Out, Wednesday the 13th and Thursday the 14th of July. Limited ticket availability is the best we can say at the moment, is that there's not much left for that, but if you want to get down there, don't expect to sit by your friends.
Yeah, it's very limited now, I think. There's probably about a dozen tickets left, something like that, for either night, so... gone very well indeed.
And what sort of thing can we expect on the night?
A grand night out.
Thank you. You're as bad as your blooming brother, you are.
A few surprises.
Yeah.
A few little surprises, but we can't give too much away, so we'll leave it at that.
But literally the queen of the Black Country will be there.
Yeah.
It's all going really well with Doreen TV, and there's a cross-section of characters on there. There's lots of things from the back catalogue and some fab new stuff coming along too.
Yes, we kicked it off with all the sketches and things that we've been using for the shows over the last 5 years, and we're going to add to it as regularly as we possibly can and build up an audience base as we go along. So hopefully people will tune into that. If they want details, on the website, doreen.tv.
Obviously, there is a cost involved. You're buying some really quality material. It will make you laugh out loud, more than just a giggle we're talking. We're talking full-on belly laughs for this lot. There's an awful lot of work goes into that as well, because the work that you've done, setting everything up for the stage shows, and people who have missed these, this is their chance to find out what actually happened.
Well, exactly. I mean, it seemed a shame to let the work go to waste, as it were, because, as you say, many, many hours went into it. So we thought it'd be nice to offer those bite-sized lofts, as we call them, online. And so that's what Doreen TV is all about.
So good to see that one. Check it out, doreen.tv, and you can see her in all her glory. And as well as that, on the big screen again too, with the film returning to the Lighthouse from the 1st through to the 6th of July.
Yes, the Lighthouse gave us a ring and said they'd like to bring Doreen back for a week. And so that's happening then. And again, you can get information on the website about that as well. Mm-hmm. So I hope people will go along and watch it on the big screen for a change.
Light-house.co.uk or 01902 716055. That's Wolverhampton 716055 to get your tickets and get along to it. And what else is going on in your world? Have you been writing many more plays and the like of late?
I haven't had much time for plays, strangely enough. The Grand Night Out show has been taking most of my time for the last few months, really, because a lot of preparatory work goes into it. It might not show on the night, but yeah. No, it has been a lot of work. So we're looking forward to unleashing that on the unsuspecting public and see how they find it.
So lots of dates for your diary. The film from the 1st through to the 6th of July. The Grand Night Out on Wednesday the 13th and Thursday the 14th of July. Doreen.tv, keep checking back, log in, sign up and enjoy. But also, preparations for the Panto. And that, of course, is going to be an interesting one, seeing Doreen on stage from the 10th of December through to the 22nd of January.
It is indeed, yes. It should be an interesting mix of characters on that stage.
Queen of the Black Country and Empress of China. So two interesting roles for Doreen there.
Yes, I had to write some interesting backstory to explain how she ended up being the Empress of China, but hopefully we'll get away with that, I think.
Fingers crossed. Well, if you want to find out more about that one, or of course the Grand Night Out, grandtheatre.co.uk, 01902 429212 is their box office number. But David Tristram, thank you for joining. It's lovely having a chat with you, and we look forward to finding out more about the antics of Doreen over the weeks to come.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Time for a final tune from Ronnie Perry. Now, this is Gravity.
Bye.
That's Gravity from Ronnie Perry. Now, it's about time we found out what's going on in the Panto this year from a young lady from Tipton. Let's see if we can get Doreen on the phone.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Doreen.
Who's that?
It's Jason, Jason Forrest.
What, from the South Shore?
No, I'm just ringing to have a chat with you about Aladdin at Christmas.
Yeah, who is this?
It's Jason Forrest. We've had a chat before. We just really wanted to find out what it's going to be like for you being the Empress of China.
Well, it ain't till Christmas, is it?
Yeah.
Don't have a long sleep till then, can I?
You can't. That is okay. You will, in fact, be the lazy Empress of China. But
yes, I mean, it's how much of a stretch, is it really?
But do you get to the theatre very often?
The what?
Theatre. Big theatre, place with seats, people.
No, love, no.
No.
No, I don't. Still. I am going to be in the Panto, Jason, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be okay for that?
I'll be all right.
Yeah.
John McKell, the Betty.
So, say that again?
John McKell, the Betty. I'm looking forward to working with him.
Right, yeah, okay. And Lisa Riley's going to be there as well?
Yeah, and apparently.
Yeah, are you a fan of Lisa's work?
I don't know where it is.
She's a big star.
Is she?
Yeah, she's on telly somewhere. And you've got Ian Adams, who's going to be the lovely Widow Twankey in the show.
Yes, I know Ian. He's lovely, yeah.
And, of course, Ben Foulkes from CBBC. Who?
Who?
Mr. Bloom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He does a bit of gardening, don't he?
He does. That's what, talking vegetables.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, nothing too scary.
I know our Tizer watches it.
Look regularly.
Yeah, yeah.
Doreen, it's going to be good to have you at the Grand. You're there from the 10th of December this year, right the way through until January the 22nd next year.
That's right, yeah.
I said you were a bit concerned about the benefits thing. I mean, you have told the people from Department of Work and Pensions that you're doing
this. It's all above board. You don't have to worry about that, Jason.
Okay, I won't. And what will do is I'll say, Jill Jordan, a.k.a. Doreen, how are you doing?
Hello, Jason.
It's just such a massive difference when I talk to you compared to talking to Doreen. And it must be great being in Panto with one of the Midlands' favourite characters, in fact, one of the country's favourite characters.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's a great opportunity, a good run, and to be in my hometown.
The Grand's a beautiful theatre, and this is your first time at the Grand as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's quite exciting, because you've done the things over the summer with the Grand Night Out, but this is really a good long run, as you say. And does this mean that Doreen will have her own dressing room and a star on the door and all that sort of thing? And will her ego be able to cope with all of that?
Well, apparently they've got Doreen a dressing room with a bed in it.
Yeah, it's important. You can stay in character the whole time. That way it'll work better for you.
Yeah.
And obviously you've been working with David Tristram on this, the creator of Doreen herself. And it must be fun bouncing ideas around and seeing how it's all going to work.
Well, yeah, what's good about the Panto is David will be writing sort of Doreen's part into the script, which is great because then, you know, we can keep the character true and that's what the audience will expect. So it's just exciting, you know, to see that sort of fusion, really, of Doreen's character with the stars who are in it as well.
Yeah, and we know you really do know who Lisa Riley is because she's a fantastic celebrity.
I do know.
And she's going to be really good fun. I can imagine there's going to be some moments where you two get to have a really good giggle.
Yeah. It's going to be great fun.
And obviously keeping busy with all the other work as well, it must be interesting because when people take part in things, they often get recognised in the street, but you look nothing like Doreen, even though it's you.
But I do get recognised.
Do you? Is that happening? Even when you haven't got a tracksuit on and no weird wig?
Yeah, so you do get recognised. And I suppose sometimes your voice can sound a little like it at times. So I have had people recognise me.
Probably if you're a little bit angry, a lot irate, or someone gives you the wrong change in a shop, they suddenly spot the Doreen coming out.
Due to the laziness. No, I don't mean that.
Well, it's going to be brilliant to have you in Panto, as you say, in your hometown city, and it's going to be a really, really big show. It is, I think, the best Panto, not only in the Midlands, but anywhere in the country this year, and it'll be well worth getting down there to see that. And I love Doreen's take on Joe McElderry's name as well. That did catch me out there, quite honestly.
You like that?
There's going to be some running gags I can see through this as well.
Oh, yeah.
And is Panto something that you've experienced before? Have you done Panto at other venues, or is this a first as well there?
I do Panto most years and have done for about 30 years with different companies touring the country. And then we're based at the museum in Shropshire, so we put on a Panto there every year. So I am... quite familiar with Panto.
You're used to it, and we've seen your timing with Doreen. It's just absolutely spot on, so we're looking forward to what you bring to the stage. Should be really good. So have
Thanks,
a fantastic
Jason.
Time at Christmas. Enjoy being the lazy Empress of China. And we expect to see a few pictures from Doreen as she chills out around the theatre as well.
Thank you very much.
Jill, great speaking to you. Thank you for that one. If you want to get your tickets, you can do now. grandtheatre.co.uk or 01902 429212 for the box office number. And this is going to be the longest period Doreen has ever worked, from the 10th of December 2016 through to the 22nd of January 2017. But Jill Jordan, I'm sure you'll put it to good use and keep on the house slippers and shell suit to go with it all. Cheers. Ta-ra for now.
See you. Bye.
That's all for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Back with episode 367 next week. We'll catch you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.